We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, America. This is Vernon Jones, and I'm a proud member of the Georgia House of Representatives. But I've also been a lifelong Democrat, too. But today, I've announced my support and endorsement of Donald J. Trump's campaign reelection. Now, let me be clear about one thing. I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. But one would say, now, why would a black man support Donald Trump? Well, I would reverse that. Why wouldn't a black man endorse Donald Trump? Isn't he the president that ushered in the lowest unemployment rate among blacks before the pandemic crisis? Isn't he the president that signed the Criminal Justice Reform Act? And finally, isn't he the president that overwhelmingly supported financially historical black colleges in which I'm a proud graduate of North Carolina Central University? I 100% support Donald Trump. And I want to call on every patriot, every great American out there across this country, regardless of your race or whatever, gender, orientation. I want to ask all of you, young people, seniors, all in between, join me in reelecting Donald J. Trump as a president, our next president, our reelected president of the United States. Peace out, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, State Representative Democratic lawmaker Vernon Jones is on the show. Representative Jones, glad to have you here. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, my friend. When I want the truth and I want someone real, I listen to the Rashad Ritchie show. I want you to know that, okay?
You know, flattery will get you everywhere. I figured you would start the interview like that. I appreciate that, my friend. Listen, I've said on record many times, man, that you are one of the brightest individuals I know. We have always disagreed on some level of politics, but I think our methodology is different. Our ultimate goals remain the same. So let's talk about some of the questions that obviously a lot of people are asking, and then we'll get into a policy Q&A about why you're supporting President Donald J. Trump. Are you still a Democrat, Representative?
I am still a Democrat. And I'm a Democrat with those conservative values. I'm a Democrat that cares about African Americans and the well-being of African Americans. I've fought for African Americans most of my life, and I continue to do so. And I will remain a Democrat, but I will fight all the bigotry that's going on and how blacks are being treated in the Democratic Party. That's my stand. That's my mantle. And I'm not backing off of that.
Now, do you think there's bigotry also in the Republican Party?
I'm not in the Republican Party. I'm in the Democratic Party. And when I see the Democratic Party reject, ostracize, take away the First Amendment, fight the First Amendment of people like me and others who can express our freedom of speech, when I see that under siege, I have a problem with that. The Democratic Party puts African Americans last. And when you look at an independent thinking black man with conservative leanings, they are afraid of us. They don't want us to tell the truth. Why? Because we hold their feet accountable. They put illegals, people who never live in this country, they put them before black people. You have black people on the streets of Chicago and Atlanta and around this country who are homeless. You have veterans who are homeless, not getting any type of resources, hardly at all. And then they come in and bring in people who are not even Americans. And I'm all for immigration. I'm all for supporting people. But to leave black people behind, and when I look at the national platform of the presidential debate from Democrats. Who were they talking about? They were talking about equality for gays and lesbians. Let me tell you, I believe in the Constitution. I want everybody to be treated fairly. It doesn't matter whether you're gay or not. But that's what the Democratic Party is carrying. And they also carrying, let them in, bring in illegals, give them resources, give them sanctuary cities, give them free education. I don't hear them say, here's what we're going to do for black people. We've been given their votes. They take us for granted. They never talk about
us. Vernon Jones, let's have a conversation, brother, because you're kind of filibustering. I want to make sure we have enough time to actually get to some questions. You do still have Democratic friends that, and some of them happen to be lawmakers, correct?
Oh, clearly I do. And I've had some of them call me and privately say, Vernon, you are right. We feel the same way. But we don't want to be beat up by the Democratic Party. I don't care. What are they going to do? Spank me? I don't care what the Democratic Party is going
to do. So, Representative, listen, you obviously realize that there are black lawmakers who are Democrats who believe that black people should have more of a stake inside of the platform of the Democratic Party. But for you to say that you're not in the Republican Party, so you cannot be critical of the Republican Party, is insane to me. Because the Republican Party. Okay, so do you answer my question then? Do you believe that there's bigotry and racism in the Republican Party as well?
I think there's bigotry and discrimination in this country, period. Let me be clear about that.
Yeah, but see, you singled out the Democratic Party, but you're not willing to single out the Republican Party.
Do I think there's some in the Republican Party? Yes. I'm not here endorsing the Republican Party. I'm here endorsing Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump, he walks the walk. Donald Trump can stand on the stage and say, you know what? I've delivered criminal justice reform and releasing thousands of blacks who've been locked up by who? Joe Biden, who wrote the bill, who shepped it through Congress and signed by Bill Clinton, where they separated families. They destroyed a whole black generation. Donald Trump can stand up and say, look, historical black colleges, their funding was cut before my administration. I came in, not only restored that funding, but at the same time wrote it into law. He can say what he's done to black people. He can come back and say, hey, the opportunity.
Okay, we're going to talk about those policy items line by line because you named them. So, something I give you credit for is that you actually have a policy narrative. I'm going to talk to you about all three of those policies. But before we get into that policy discussion, what is it about you that makes you a Democrat? Because you've run as a Democrat when you were CEO of DeKalb County, when you ran for Congress, when you ran for sheriff, and now while you occupy being a state representative, you have always qualified as a Democrat. So what is it in the Democratic platform that attracted you and that you still hold true today?
What attracted me was Lyndon B. Johnson when he said, listen, we're going to pass the Voters' Rights Act. Every African-American should be able to vote and not suppress.
Republicans oppose.
No, the Republicans supported that. If you actually look at more Republicans.
Well, initially, no, sir. No, sir. Okay. No, sir. Initially, no. All Republicans opposed it.
Okay. Let me say this. You go check the record of the Civil Rights and the Voters' Rights Act, and you will see more Republicans voting for that than Democrats. Just check the record. Facts are stubborn. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, and Abraham Lincoln wasn't free to slave. Was Andrew Johnson, the Democrat, who tried to reverse things. So if you check history, but answer your question, because I believe in the Voters' Rights Act. I believe in the Civil Rights Act. I believe when the Justice Department was doing pre-clearances so black districts wouldn't be diluted. I believe in supporting the African-American families. I believe in providing a quality life for American people and putting America first, not other countries. So that's why I say I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. But let me say this. I intend, and I don't plan to leave the Democratic Party because somebody's got to be in there to hold them accountable, hold them accountable on how they're treating black people, root out the bigotry. So everybody, and especially my people, I've been fighting for, again, for 30-some-odd years. I got a track record. I have a track record. But for the Democratic Party not to have room on this so-called big tent for inclusiveness, yeah, the inclusion is inclusion when it comes to gender and orientation and age, but not when it comes to free thinking black men and black women. No, you're a danger to that party, and they muffle you, and they don't even put the black agenda out.
All right, Vernon, I appreciate your word in this, brother, but we have a limited amount of time. And let me correct you on the facts. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, which was Senate Bill 1564, it passed with 47 Democratic votes and 30 Republican votes. The Republican votes were in the minority, just to correct the record. But let me go to a policy issue. And the policy issue, we can start with criminal justice reform.
The Republicans are in the minority. You had more Republicans among their
numbers. So 30 Republicans voted for.
But wait a minute.
30 Republicans voted for the bill. 47. Sir, facts are stubborn.
30 Republicans. You have more Republicans.
30 Republicans.
The total number of Democrats that voted. Look at your numbers.
30 Republicans voted for the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
30 out of how many?
47 Democrats voted for the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
To
suggest that more Republicans voted for the act than Democrats is simply incorrect.
Wait a minute. 30 out of what? No, let me be clear now. The majority of Republicans voted for the Civil Rights Act.
Right, and the majority of Democrats did, too.
But you had a higher ratio of Republicans voted for it within their numbers than you had Democrats. Is that not true?
That is true. Because Republicans made up, I think Republicans made up roughly 32 to 35 members of the U.S. Senate at the time. But overall, the Democrats.
Right. And how?
But Vernon, that's beside the point of your endorsement. The fact is, more Democrats voted for the Voting Rights Act of 1965. I just wanted to make that distinction.
They did not.
All right, do me a favor and listen. Kill that music. We're
going to
go ahead and do this.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and do this. Vernon Jones, do you blame black people or do you criticize black people who vote for Democrats?
No, this is a whole bigger argument than that. This is about how the Democratic Party has been treating African Americans. This is not
okay. So let's
Vernon
talk
Jones
about that. Let's look at the actual stats.
This is the bigger issue. The bigger.
Okay, let's talk about the bigger issue. The bigger issue is economy, right? Economy and jobs. Would you not agree? That's the bigger issue.
No, the big issue right now is this pandemic crisis.
Okay, before the pandemic, as your endorsement alluded to, because you said Trump pre-pandemic numbers. You were talking about his pre-pandemic numbers. So that is how we're going to start our policy discussion. The pre-pandemic issue is jobs and the economy. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
I would say this. President Trump, prior to this pandemic crisis, more African Americans were working under President Trump's administration than any time in my lifetime
time.
Now, that's a fact.
Representative Jones, that's another talking point. We're going to provide some context to the data. The reason why I asked you the question about Republican leadership and Democratic leadership and why black people vote for Democrats, I'm going to read to you some statistics that come out of scholars.org, which is a place for scholars to post research facts. Under Democratic presidents, black families' income grew on an average of $895 annually, but only grew $142 annually under Republican presidents. The black unemployment rate fell by a net of 7.9 percentage points across 26 years of Democratic leadership, but went up by 13.7 points during 28 years of Republican presidencies. Across the years of Democratic leadership, black poverty declined by a net of 23.6 percentage points, but grew by 3 points when Republicans held the White House. Those are statistical facts for anyone who questions why do black people vote for Democrats? Well, statistically, black people do better under Democratic leadership in the White House than under Republican leadership in the White House. But let's go directly to Donald Trump. Because your endorsement is not for the Republican Party.
You cannot say that more blacks have not been unemployed under Trump's administration.
So we're going to go directly.
So
that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going directly to Donald Trump's numbers.
I don't know where you're getting your numbers from. You know, there's a
scholars.org
out there.
Scholars.org is fake news.
Okay.
One of the premier sites for research and data scientists. That's fake news, Representative Jones, really.
Listen, you don't know where they got their data from. Anybody can put numbers out there. I can tell you this, though.
Where did you get yours from?
Black unemployed from you. that black unemployment has been lower at a record number low than in the past 60 years. Now, that is a fact.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. So let's talk about that. Representative Jones, I'm ready to talk about it, brother.
Okay, so listen, you said a minute ago you don't have much time, so let's do this.
No, I got all the time in the world. I just told Alyssa to kill the music. I take whatever corporate.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, don't use that anymore then. So let's say this.
Don't use what?
I am here on your show because I endorse Donald Trump. Because I
we're going to talk about the reasons you endorse Donald Trump. Come on, Representative, don't run, brother.
I'll wait till you
finish. Okay, don't run, brother. All right, that'll work. That sounds good to me.
I'm here to support Donald Trump because of his actions, what he has done for
black
people. He can actually stand up and say, did I not help and release thousands of blacks from prison that was put in jail by
Representative
Joe Biden
Jones, brother, I'm trying to be respectful, man, but you keep repeating the same talking points. I'm trying to get into the actual data.
I'm on your show because I'm telling you why I support and endorse Donald Trump for what he's done.
And I'm telling you, that's great. So let's talk about what he's done for black people.
Move on to something else. But you're not going to convince me otherwise. I am woke.
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm having a conversation with you.
Taking advantage of. The Democrats.
Yeah, but you took advantage of it by continuing to run as a damn Democrat when you knew you weren't, sir. What are you talking about? Did you take advantage of black people running as a Democrat when you knew good damn well you were not? Yeah.
You know who saved Joe Biden in South Carolina? Black people. Black people.
Yeah, we all know that. All right, Vernon Jones, you're back on the filibuster, sir, and everybody can see it.
They didn't say that the gays and lesbians saved him. They said that black people saved him.
Let's bring it back to your actual policy. The policy narrative.
He said you're a chump.
Listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when a guy runs out of facts.
Okay. Let's talk. That's why I told you earlier. If you don't,
I'm going to wait till you finish.
Fine. I'm not here to debate.
That's fine. I'm going to something else, but you won't let me get to it because you keep filibustering.
Why I voted and I'm supporting for Donald Trump.
And that's great, but you don't get to come on my show and give a commentary. Sir, you don't get to do commentary. It's a Q&A. It's an interview. Respect the interview. I'm going to another question, Vernon Jones.
Respect the interviewee.
Yeah, well, you respect the guy giving the interview and answering the question.
And then you let me talk.
That'll work. So I'll go ahead and talk now.
At the same time. Okay.
All right, so economists, it's true, and all economists agree, that more black people actually have jobs now than in modern history. Like, literally, they have jobs. There are two rating systems, a U3 rating system and a U6 rating system for unemployment. The administration is using a U3 rating system, which says if you work 1 hour in that one survey month, you are considered employed. A U6 rating system actually contextualizes the data and says if it's contract work, part-time work, seasonal work, and does the work actually pay the bills? According to the U6 rating system, black people are more underemployed than ever before, even though they have technical employment, which means contact with an employer at least 1 hour in that one survey month. But let's go to the actual stats that started in 2009 that have continued. African Americans had a higher income. Median income in their household under the Obama administration than under the Trump administration. A black household earned a median income of $40,258 in 2017. That's below the 2000 peak of $42,348, according to the Census Bureau. The most dramatic drop in black unemployment came under President Obama, and it fell from a recession high of 16.8% in 2010 to 7.8% in January 2017. And the wealth disparity between black workers and white workers has now started to increase again. The gap has widened again under the Trump administration, and it was constricting under the Obama administration. So you do have more people with technical employment, but you have less people with the ability to actually pay the bills. That's a contextualization of the data. And I think that's important for people. Okay. That's important for me because that means mom and them got to work harder, work more jobs to pay the bills.
Okay, so here's where I say I don't know where you got your information from, and I believe you believe your
information. This information, sir, but that's fine. This information came from the Associated.
Now, I'll let you talk.
Sir, okay, you asked me a question, sir.
There you go.
Sir, you asked me a question.
I want to respond to
you. You said you don't know where I got my data from. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody where the data came from. This data came from an Associated Press fact check review on Trump's role in black job gains. You can Google that. All of those statistics are there. That and a whole lot more are presented. So I'm giving you all of my sources. You provided none.
Okay, so now can I respond uninterruptedly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You
until I feel like it. But go ahead.
All right, you listen what somebody passed on you, you read it, you may believe that, that's fine. But I'm talking to people.
Sir, it's
the
based
street.
On research.
Oh,
it's based on stats.
Now,
that actually came from the federal government's website.
Then.
It came.
Okay, then I'll just let. Let's move. What's your next? We're not.
But Vernon Jones, it came from the Census Bureau website, the federal government that your president that you endorse is in charge of. Are you telling me that the president is incorrect in his data?
Thank you so much for letting me be on your show. I'm sorry you wouldn't let me continue to answer and respond to your question without being interrupted. So thank you. Again, I hope everybody out there vote for Donald Trump. Black people stay woke. They're taking advantage.
Have a good day, sir. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Hurting you.
Hang up on this clown, please. Thank you. You want to run away from an interview because you don't like that the person doing the interview is asking you actual questions, challenging your position. You don't come on my show to create commentary. You come on my show to answer questions. Now you running, but the MARTA CEO didn't run from a damn thing. The MARTA CEO, a white guy named Jeff, came on this show, never ended the interview, took calls from callers, took calls from highly critical MARTA bus drivers. He ran from nothing. As a matter of fact, his interview was scheduled for 10 minutes. The man stayed on air for a whole hour, said, I got plenty of time. But you running. You running. He didn't run. You running. I interrupted him, too. I made sure I got questions asked that needed to be asked, and I didn't allow him to filibuster the interview. Like you did, but you run it. 404-892-2703. That gets you in the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, I really tried to keep the train on the track because I had a lot of good stuff. I didn't even get to how he's wrong on the black unemployment numbers or where he's wrong on the black HBCU colleges or where he's wrong on criminal justice reform. But let me do this on criminal justice reform quickly for those who actually do care about the facts. While the First Step Act is a move in the right direction, I applaud the president for that action. His own federal prosecutors have argued against people eligible for sentence reductions under that same First Step Act. The Trump administration jeopardized their own First Step Act by underfunding the very programs inside of it. They've reinstated Department of Justice contracts with private prisons, disbanded a program to create federal prison education systems, closed halfway houses that helped those incarcerated transition back to the community, prohibited federal investigations of patterns of unconstitutional policing, stopped the assistance to police departments that voluntarily wanted reform, eliminated community-based violence prevention programs, eliminated the DOJ Community Policing Program grant through the executive budget, proposed to eliminate the DOJ office dedicated to help communities reduce racial conflict, rescinded the federal guideline meant to stop the flow of school-to-prison pipelines, ordered the federal prosecutors to pursue the harshest punishment possible, and failed to report deaths in the custody of police as required by the U.S. Congress. More black people are being arrested than under any previous administration, and more black people are getting longer sentences than under any previous administration. Those are your facts. And you can find that at Center for American Progress. 404-892-2703. That gets you in the conversation. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.